T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, August 3rd. An off-duty firefighter and a couple of people rescued a driver after the man's vehicle ended up submerged in a fishing pond. It happened early yesterday afternoon on the ramp from northbound Canal Route onto eastbound K-96. The driver suffered a medical condition, and the car ended up several feet in the water away from the bank. Firefighter had to break out a window, pull the man out, aided by two other citizens. The man in his 20s was taken to the hospital in serious condition. He is expected to survive. Today is primary election day in Kansas. More from the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Not all counties or towns will have a primary election to vote in. It depends on how many candidates have filed for office. Check with your local election office to see if there is a primary in your location. You can find your elections office by going to sos.ks.gov, then clicking Elections, then County Election Offices. State law requires Kansas voters to show photo identification when casting a ballot in person. You can use your driver's license or ID card issued by Kansas or another state, a U.S. passport, a U.S. military ID, an ID card issued by a Native American tribe, an employee badge or ID issued by a government office, a student ID card, a concealed carry license, or a public assistance ID card issued by a government office.
And Wichita City Council has District 6 in the west and northwest part of town, and District 3 in the south part of town, with primary elections today. As COVID-19 cases increase, so do hospitalizations. Vaccination rates are up as well. More from the White House.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said COVID hospitalizations are up 41% and deaths are up 25% in the last week. She did give more clarification as to why those who are vaccinated should wear masks indoors, citing a study of nearly 350 breakthrough cases, infected people who've been vaccinated.
Those with breakthrough infections had viral loads that were similar to people who were infected and unvaccinated.
Officials say vaccination rates are starting to go up in the states with the most cases. Louisiana's vaccination rate went up more than 300% in the average number of newly vaccinated people per day. Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas are up over 200%. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More Americans are flying.
New numbers show Americans are returning to the skies at pre-pandemic levels. The TSA reports 2.2 million passed through airport checkpoints Sunday. That's the highest number since February 28, 2020, weeks before the coronavirus largely took hold in the U.S. and prompted government shutdowns. This is many airlines deal with staffing shortages. FlightAware.com reports 7,400 flights were behind schedule Sunday and an additional 900 were canceled. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Maybe you heard of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. Well, some singles are emerging from the pandemic, and their new trend is FODA.
FODA, F-O-D-A, the fear of dating again. This is a real thing for users on dating app Hinge, which tells the New York Post some 44% of those who are looking for love are too scared or can't remember how to go out on a date. The same post report cites a survey by Match.com saying some 38% of singles are nervous about their social skills when it comes to dating again in real life. Relationship experts suggest taking things slow, trying a short date like a walk in the park instead of a long dinner as daters come out of lockdown and get their game back. John Saucier, Fox News.
And let's check that weather forecast here on a Tuesday morning. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As dry air continues spreading in from the northwest, it's also transporting smoke and haze from western U.S. wildfires, and that will give the sky that hazy look throughout most of today with a high 86. Dry and quiet weather continue tonight, our low 63, partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny, some scattered haze. It is 66 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted. Now it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your facilitator, Jad Chambers.
Top secret UFO projects declassified. Well, that show drops on Netflix. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with more on that.
Top secret UFO projects declassified is a new docuseries premiering on Netflix, featuring the most recent information and proof exposing the most top secret government projects that handled contacts with and cover-ups of extraterrestrials on the planet.
So we're going to see more of those sorts of videos, I think. Secondly, I think we'll see more documents. And I think the other thing we will see, people who have been involved in this.
The series will include researchers' analysis of UFOs, the government's role in covering up information with likely interviews with rogue officials, Russian information on aliens, and UFO witness accounts. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The truth is on Netflix.
Apparently. Apparently.
an actress celebrating a milestone in her recovery after she shattered her leg earlier this year. Fox's Mike Gunzelman with the latest.
After nearly losing her leg 5 months ago, Ashley Judd is walking again. The 53-year-old actress posting a series of Instagram photos and videos of herself hiking in Switzerland's national park, adding that she still has a long road ahead and thanking her doctors, surgeons, and fans for their support. Judd shattered her leg in four places earlier this year after falling in the rainforest in the Democratic National Republic of the Congo, which led to internal bleeding, an eight-hour surgery, and concerns that she would never be able to use her leg again. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
I have a couple of birthdays today in the acting world. Okay. John C. McGinley, 62 years old today. Character actor. He's been in some big films, actually. He's one of the Bobs in Office Space.
Yep.
Captain Hendricks in The Rock, Sergeant Red O'Neill in Oliver Stone's Platoon. Oliver Stone liked him. He was in Wall Street as well. He played Marv there. Probably best known, though, as the tough and cynical Dr. Perry Cox in Scrubs.
Weird. Broken ribs and a possible ruptured spleen? Was Mr. Evans in an accident?
Yes. He was in a train wreck called His Life. You see, Alan Evans is a hardcore drunk, an alky, a sauce monkey, a hooch goblin, a man who unwinds at the end of every single day by treating himself to a delightful garbage bag full of vodka.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to get him out of here, and then hopefully he's going to die someplace else, like in a yard or somebody's shed. Oh. I love teaching.
Dr. Cox, very funny. Happy birthday, John C. McGinley. Also with a birthday today, Martha Stewart. She turns 80 years old today. Yeah, and Martin Sheen, 81 years old today. Of course, he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Television, he won Golden Globe and two Screen Actors Guild Awards for playing the role of President Josiah Bartlett on The West Wing. He's also worked with a variety of film directors, Richard Attenborough, Francis Ford Coppola, David Cronenberg, Mike Nichols, Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg, Oliver Stone.
Pretty good list.
Yeah, really is. So happy birthday there to Martin Sheen. Now, moving on, we've got a lot of birthdays and anniversaries today in the music world. We're going to start with, we'll start here. Creedence Clearwater Revival released the album Green River on this day in 1969. It was the critically acclaimed third album. Spent 4 weeks at the top of the album charts in 1969. Features some of the best known songs. Bad Moon Rising, Wrote a Song for Everyone, the title track, and Lodi, all on this album. So there we go. That's on this day, they released, Creedence Clearwater Revival released Green River, 1969.
Good stuff.
On this day, yeah, it is. Sticking to the world of music. That's right. Sure. Def Leppard released their biggest-selling album, Hysteria, on this day in 1987.
Yeah.
So, there we go. This next one's got a little nostalgia for me. Collective Soul singer and songwriter Ed Roland, 58 years old today. Which is the reason that I always remember Collective Soul. It was the first concert I ever went to.
Huh.
Yeah. It wasn't because I particularly liked Collective Soul. It was because it was free, I believe. So I went to it. But, yeah. Collective Soul singer-songwriter Ed Roland, 58 years old today. We also have another music birthday. Shirley Manson of the band Garbage celebrating her 55th birthday today. Some of the biggest hits, Stupid Girl, Push It, When I Grow Up, Think I'm Paranoid, Special, and Only Happy When It Rains. So happy birthday to Shirley Manson, 55 years old today. And we'll keep all of these music ones going. Here's a big one. Gonna keep on trying till it was on this day in 1973, Stevie Wonder released the album Inner Visions. Higher Ground, All in Love is Fair, Living for the City. Inner Visions today, 1973 for Stevie Wonder. I think the big birthday, though, the biggest one we've got there today.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett. 95 years old.
Bless his heart, he's 95.
That's right. 19 Grammy Awards.
And he's still performing.
Yeah. Lifetime Achievement Award presented in 2001. 2 Primetime Emmy Awards he's won. Kennedy Center honoree. Yeah. Tony Bennett. 95 years old today. Yeah. Still performing.
Yeah, he and Gaga's.
Lady Gaga, yeah.
They're still doing gigs.
Definitely. All right. And... why couldn't I end it classy like this? Yeah. Sorry we're going to have to go to this, but it was a big music anniversary today in 1996.
Oh, here we go.
I should have quit when I was ahead with Tony Bennett, shouldn't I?
You got to do what you got to do.
I suppose so. Los Del Rio started a 14-week run at number one on the singles chart.
Yeah, this song was number one forever.
Yeah, with the Macarena, it was on this day in 1996.
So that was all we were doing in the fall of 96.
Yeah, it was the Macarena.
It was the Macarena. Right in the middle of the Clinton administration.
I know how I can class this up again. In movies. On this day in 1977, the release of The Spy Who Loved Me, starring Roger Moore.
I love that movie.
Yep.
Huh. Maybe I misjudged Stromberg. Any man who drinks Dom Perignon 52 can't be all bad.
The mission is over, Commander.
Hmm? In my country, Major, the condemned man is usually allowed a final request.
Granted.
Let's get out of these wet things.
I love that movie.
It's a really good one, yeah. Definitely. As far as James Bond goes, of course... The Spy Who Loved Me, the title was that of the 10th book in the James Bond series by Ian Fleming. The movie does not contain any elements of the novel's plot.
No.
At all. Storyline involves a reclusive megalomaniac named Carl Stromberg, who plans to destroy the world and create a new civilization
underneath the ocean, yeah.
Yeah, so Bond teams up with a Soviet agent, Anya Amasova?
Hey now.
To stop the plans all the while being hunted by Stromberg's very powerful henchman, Jaws.
Yeah. You got Barbara Bach, you got Jaws.
Uh-huh.
You got Stromberg in his underwater lair.
That's right.
Awesome.
Good, very classic James Bond film with Roger Moore, James Bond there. And it was released on this day back in 1977, and that's all we have for the Blur today.
Good stuff. Thanks, Chad. Entertainment news in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family doing honest work at affordable prices. And I tell you what, if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you need to call Terry, get an appointment. Here's that phone number, 409 1525, the good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's 845 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way, talking about potential sales for Airbus. So that is coming up as well. KNSS News Time, 846.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.